Ulema fiddling. At this time, foul attacks were being made on the life and character of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of God be upon him. Christian writers and Arya Samaj propagandists were in the forefront of this campaign of abuse and vilification. But the ulema of Hindustan were busy imputing kufr to one another. Islam stood threatened with destruction, and the ulema were fiddling. They debated over silly questions. Was it lawful to raise the two hands with takbir as a worshipper went from one part to another of the prescribed prayers? Exactly where were the folded arms to rest while standing in prayers? Should the congregation of worshippers say Ameen aloud or in silence? These and other questions of this kind were their principal occupation. Only the promised Messiah was concerned with defending Islam against its enemies. Only he thought of impressing upon Muslims the importance of good works. Only he steered clear of sectarian controversy. The important thing was not who was right, Hanafis or the Ahli Hadith. The important thing was sincere service based on beliefs sincerely held. What they needed was avoidance of irreligious ways and general inaction, and instead devotion to God and His laws. Among Arya Samajists against whom Hazrat Mirza Sahib entered the list was the founder Pandit Dayanand, also Lekram, Jeevan Das, Murlidhar and Inder Mun. With one and all, Hazrat Mirza Sahib joined in public debate. He pursued them till they withdrew from the field or met their end. Among Christian missionaries whom Hazrat Mirza Sahib fought were Fateh Masih, Atham, Martin Clark, Howe, Talib Masih. Writing did not satisfy him. He would write, have his writing translated into English, print several hundred thousand copies, and circulate them in Europe and America. If ever he heard of someone who was interested in Islam, he would write and invite him to accept the truth. The famous American convert Alexander Russell Webb was a fruit of his efforts. Webb was a highly esteemed American. He had served his country as ambassador. Hazrat Mirza Sahib wrote to him. Eventually, good Alexander Webb accepted Islam, surrendered his position, and became a Muslim preacher. Hazrat Mirza Sahib was dominated by two great passions, the oneness of God and the truth of the Holy Prophet. He was always ready to prove and to explain the two Islamic ideas. His mind was occupied with nothing else. Later, after the announcement of his claim, he became more and more completely absorbed in them. Was there an enemy of Islam anywhere? If so, Hazrat Mirza Sahib was ready to fight. If ever anybody thought of attacking Islam, Hazrat Mirza Sahib was ready to meet the attack. Dawi, the American imposter, has been mentioned. As soon as he heard of him, Hazrat Mirza Sahib decided to fight him even from across the seas. Similarly, he challenged Pigott, a false prophet in England. If there was an enemy of Islam anywhere in the world, he had to confront Hazrat Mirza Sahib. Then the fight would go on until the enemy retreated or met his end. Hazrat Mirza Sahib lived to the age of 74. Day and night throughout this long life, he remained a devoted servant of Islam. Often he would set himself to complete a special writing and become so engrossed that nobody could say whether he was having any sleep. His devotion to God and the Holy Prophet was total. Serving Islam seemed like serving himself or his dear ones. If he had any help in his work, he felt very grateful. Night after night, he would go without the usual minimum of sleep and remain at work. if anybody helped, say, in comparing or correcting proofs, or sat up with him for a night or two, he would thank him as he would for a personal favour. He would not care that Islam was as much other people's concern. Service to Islam, he thought, was service to himself. In spite of continual sickness and physical weakness, he wrote more than 80 books and several hundred leaflets and must have made hundreds of speeches. In addition, he had his daily visitors whom he received and addressed on Islam, on its beauties, and the subjects connected with it. His doctors would order him to rest, but rest for him, he would say, was to go on explaining the meaning and purpose of Islam and fighting its enemies. Even the day he died, he was busy with this, his life work. He died one morning. The evening before, he had been busy completing a book inviting Hindus to an understanding of Islam. From this, one can measure the quality of his passion and the depth of his devotion to God and the Holy Prophet. He had but one desire, and this was to make manifest to all and sundry the living might of God and the truth of His Holy Prophet.